We have Gordon joining us. And we have Alan joining us. And Anne is in. Whoa. Yes. And Chris is coming at the moment.
Hello, Anne.
So how about that? Fantastic.
This is the boy Alan's trying to get his audio working.
Yeah, what about Anne? Can she
hear? Good morning, everybody.
Roger, why have you got a kiwi there?
It's a kiwi kangaroo.
Right, okay.
Okay, folks, let's start. Welcome to our second meeting. And
in the bathroom, yes. Roger.
That's right.
I'm sick him.
This is our new bathroom.
Alan, you just called me. Yeah.
Okay. I can see your lips moving, Alan.
I think there's a mute button on the left, far left, of the bottom left of the screen.
No.
Unmute it. You might have to unmute it. Bernie, while I speak to Alan.
Sorry?
You want to do your report while I speak to Alan.
Okay, no worries. Okay. Good morning, everybody, and welcome.
Morning. Morning, Bernie.
Brian.
Oh, that's nice.
That's Brian Walsh.
Yeah,
Brian
Walsh. Brian. Good on you, Brian.
We'll all get there eventually.
Yeah.
down on the. Okay.
Yes, Alan, you're connecting
to Alan. Mm. Alan's.
Okay.
Okay. Are we right to go?
Yeah, I think I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah.
There he is.
Right. Okay. But Anne, can you hear us, Anne?
Rachel's just coming to join us as well.
No, I think Anne's having some trouble.
Okay, good morning, Rachel. Good
morning, Rachel.
Hello.
Okay, up to 21, folks. Well done. Okay, Bernie, for your report, please.
Okay. I had an email from Wendy. And Wendy's with us this morning too as well. The district has asked us to give an account of what we're doing during this the COVID-19 crisis. And I've sent Wendy along the information that we're doing, and that we're keeping in contact with our club members on a daily basis. We are ringing a few people every day. And but I'll make a suggestion to the board. I'm writing to the board and making a suggestion to the board with regards to a few suggestions I have. So the board will hear from me in the next day or so. The projects that we have really focused on, many projects apart from our golf day, which is gone, and we're waiting to hear the outcome of how much we raised for the golf day. But it was asked by a couple of the board members that we reinvestigate the earphones for dementia. So we'll get onto that and start looking at what we can do with regards to a little bit of fundraising and purchasing some earphones for dementia patients in the nursing homes. And the fifth $500 gift voucher, the board has decided that we make the $500 gift voucher as a donation to Dove Cottage to help them keep their gardens alive and help the gardener purchase, all that's needed to get the garden going and keep it going. We were asked by a young person to Jessie Hughes. She was wanting to apply for a global grant, and Mark was good enough to investigate that. And unfortunately, they have said no because she has applied for some grants and she's got those. And the district thought that another grant was just a little bit too much. So that's a negative. And the small stories that we've had from our members during the week have been coming in, not thick and fast, but they've been coming in. And it's been really good to hear what everybody's doing. So that's really lovely, really lovely. We had a phone call from our son who works on the wharves, and he was talking to a gentleman in Maroochydore who caught
23, isn't it?
He caught the virus in Maroochydore. He was in the hospital. He was discharged and sent home. And for the last 10 days, he hasn't been able to eat. So he's still coughing, not eating. And apparently this virus is absolutely atrocious. It's terrible. This poor fellow, he could not eat, and it's only been the last couple of days that he's starting to eat. But and it's soup, it's nothing else. So this virus is a really deadly thing, and it's not very nice at all. There was a suggestion from Judy that one of our Zoom meetings that we wear our PJs, but decent.
Anne's got hairs on.
Yeah. Wear our PJs to a meeting.
Wear any pajamas?
Yes,
no, I don't wear pajamas.
Yeah, I don't wear pajamas.
No, it's
not. I just buy that.
But, if you but let's do it anyway.
What a terrible thought.
It's very heartening to see you all here this morning. I'm very, it just makes me very proud to be involved in such a wonderful Rotary Club and have so many people that want to be involved and want to keep on going. So thank you guys. It's much appreciated. And yeah, we'll keep this club going for as long as we can. And if anybody has any ideas on what to do out in the community, let me know, and we'll try and put it into action. Okay? So thank you.
Thank you, Bernadette.
Thank you.
I just want to update that we have 23 at the moment who have joined us. So Judy's obviously having 20, trouble.
22 and a half.
that's actually, great. With Ron, it's 23 and a half.
That's correct, yes.
Yes. Yeah. So Ron's here too as well.
Okay. So welcome to the late joiners. Ian,
no, it's not Ian, it's me.
It's Kat.
Rachel's joined us. Chris has come in.
Stephen.
Stephen's there, yes. And
hello, everyone.
Welcome, everyone. We'll move into directors' reports, if there's any directors' reports. Let me go around. Deb, have you got anything to say?
Well, I did send an email to Dove Cottage yesterday, but I'll try to ring them today regarding that $500 voucher, because, I mean, they might be on different shifts there or running at not a very big staff or something. So I'll try to give her a ring. I know she'll be ecstatic about getting the voucher. But nothing else to report.
Anything on membership?
No, nothing. Nothing coming through Club Runner, so, and I haven't really been able to socially look for members.
Kath, have you anything on?
No, I asked Bernie the other day about the headphones, and she's mentioned it this morning. So other than that, nothing.
Secretary Sue?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you. No, nothing to report? No? Genta, anything on international?
Nothing international. Cannot do anything.
Gordon, would you like to have a couple of words on the golf day? Seeing it's your
yes. We have had a problem with two of the sponsors. They hadn't paid their $1,000, and we've been chasing them ever since the golf day. We got one of them last week, and I'm delighted to say we got the last one yesterday. So we're now down to sorting it all out in relation to the club, and I should have an answer within the next 2 to 3 days. So hopefully that'll be the end of it now. Thank you.
Thank you. James.
Just to say that talking about caring for members, I did speak to Alan Still yesterday morning, and he assured me that he and Wynne are doing well.
Yeah. Thank you. I got an email to say thank you for inviting me and all as well.
Yeah. He did say yes, he would like to come on, but he wouldn't see anything, so okay. He could hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Who else? Roger, anything from you?
No, it's all been pretty quiet here. I'm trying to get some screenshots of this meeting, but it's interesting. I'm on my mobile phone.
All right.
Screenshots.
Okay. I've got not so much to report from Treasurer, except I've got two trailer regos, and Deb's thought that one was for Ryder.
No, one is for Ryder.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ryder needs to pay that out of the Ryder account.
Yeah, but we've got to figure out which one is which. But Alan might know. I just can't find a copy of a receipt to tell you which one it is.
I think it'll be the early one that we got from Trailers 2000.
Okay. So I think yes, yeah.
What I intend to do once I'm going to invite Wendy, but after that and before Merv's session, I'd like to share with you the little PowerPoint we put together to show the children and in Hinatuan, which is Irish's province, the teacher in a box. There's only about half a dozen slides, but I'd like to, I'll mute you all, and then it'll be like a webinar, because I don't know if any of you've done webinars, but you'll see what a webinar is like. But and that'll just give us, you know, something a little bit different to look at this morning, and we'll look for something to spice it up in the future as well. But I'd like to invite Wendy if she would like to say a few things.
My hand is up, so I'd like to talk at some time too.
Oh, sorry, you? I didn't ask you before?
No.
Oh, apologies.
It's fine.
Well, Wendy first, and then back to Jerry.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, well, there is a couple of things for district that you probably need to know, you might not know. Ryla is not going to go ahead this year. It's been completely cancelled. There will be no changeovers. So you might think to look later in the year somewhere you're going to celebrate this event. The NYSF applications are open now and they close on the 31st of May. I guess that's going to be a bit difficult with no one at school. So I don't know what's going to happen there. You may get some applications, you may not. The president-elect's training, they've had, I hope, been sent out by electronic email.
Yes, Wendy, the answer's yes.
Good, yes. Thank you. Yes, because obviously there's not going to be a weekend this year. The bad news is that I'm going to be the AG for next year as well, so put up with that. And, you know, it is unprecedented times, and it is really important that at this particular time, as you're aware, that you keep in contact with members, particularly those who perhaps aren't going to do Zoom. They might be alone. They all need to be kept in contact with, because we all know what's going to happen when this is over, and we don't know what it's going to look like when it's over, but we will all lose members. You will lose friend members, people who decide, well, you know, I haven't been to a meeting, so I won't bother. So everyone needs to be aware of that. The other thing I want to say, a couple of months ago, at a district meeting, the grants committee had some money over, and they offered all the AGs a
I can't hear you.
Accepted. I had 2 days to decide where it was going to go, so it was impossible to...
The microphone's cutting in and out.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Wendy, your internet, I think, gives a bit of grief.
No.
We can. If
you can hear anything, Wendy?
No.
You can hear me or you can't?
You dropped out.
In and out. You're dropping in and out. So we missed the last minute.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying about the defibrillator, I approached Alex Surf Club and they are going to have it, and it's just been delivered to me. So I will take it down there and give it to them, and then later in the year, hopefully when all this is over, we'll have an official presentation, and we'll put a plaque up donated by the Cluster Sunshine South. The other thing to say is, RUC, whatever it is, you know, Rotary and the University of the Sunshine Coast, that combined meeting has been postponed. It's probably not going to happen, but we are still awarding 3 scholarships this year. So we are asking all clubs, if you could please factor in a donation, because, as I say, we're still awarding scholarships, and there'll be further about that later. That's about, unless anybody's got a question for me, that's about all I have.
Wendy, with regards to the changeover, can we actually do it by Zoom?
Yeah, you can do it by Zoom, but, you know, obviously it's not going to be, you know.
It's going to be no wine.
No, what I'm saying is, you know, later on in the year, you can perhaps have a bigger celebration. Yes, you can. You can induct a new member by Zoom.
Yes. Good. That's great.
So, yes.
Yeah.
And by the way, all the clubs except one are online, and I'll send Bernadette round a who's looking after it for each club. So this might be an opportunity for you to hop on and see somebody else's meeting.
Thank you, Wynne.
Just one other thing. Has anyone heard of TED Talks?
Yes.
Well, there might be a possibility for you if you just want a short talk, and some of them are really good to, you know, to fill in for your meeting. That's all I've got to say. Thank you.
Wendy, you preempted, sorry, Bernadette, let me just do this. You preempted me a little bit, because I was going to suggest, is there one club that you could recommend that has got this Zoom and doing it really well, that we could get some tips from? And the TED tip's a great one. Thank you for that.
Well, everybody's just basically have one meeting, and everybody's learning. So I think that the message is, keep it fairly informal, because there's not a lot of projects or something to talk about, and that's why it's possibly good to have, you know, a 10-minute speech or something.
Thank you.
Still people who will become guests, but who will be guest speakers if you want one.
Thank you. Bernadette?
Just another question for Wendy. Club Runner sent through a webinar on the 9th of April. It's best practices for driving the club success during COVID-19. Would it be advisable for me to go on there and have a look at what they're doing with Club Runner?
Well, why not? Yes. I mean, I think any information you can get, you know, you can pick up something from it is useful.
I can tell you why not, because it's 3 a.m. in our time.
Well.
It is, yeah. I looked at it, it's the 9th of April, which is this week at 1 p.m. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's okay. And then I realised, no, it's not.
It's their time.
I've registered Bernie and I hope to get a recording from it. So
That's
normally how it works. I'll say, sorry, we missed you. Here's a recording. So hopefully that will happen.
Okay, thanks.
Let's moving right along. Jerry, what did you have to say?
Okay. On behalf of the Golf Day Committee and the Rotary Club of Caloundra, it is great pleasure that I present a certificate of appreciation to Ozzy. These are because your club members and over and above your meetings and that, you have donated $1,000 towards our golf day and our club funds, and we really, really appreciate that. I also have one here for Deborah Taylor. Your little golf buggy with green tulle around the top. Extremely well. Thank you for that.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Yes. The Diamond House is not here. Neither is Daryl. So I do really thank you guys for not just being Rotary members, but for being so generous to our cause. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jerry. Folks, down the bottom of your screen on the right, there's a thing called a reaction, and you can do a thumbs up or a clap. I'm just clapping. Gents, it's coming from space now.
Down the bottom of the screen is what?
There's a button called reaction.
Reaction, yeah.
And you can give someone the clap.
And you can clap.
Got it.
Okay, folks, we're going to go into webinar mode. I'm going to mute you all and share my screen. And it'll only take 5 minutes to go through the PowerPoint.
Should we have a competition to see who can have the most interesting background behind their video? Some quite amazing ones there, like
Roger's
got Mark's winning at the moment.
Okay, hang on.
Mark's winning.
You're muted. So I'm going to share my screen. Hopefully you can all see the PowerPoint. Let me see. Can everyone see the PowerPoint? You're unmuted.
No.
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 I'll leave you on then. Okay.
Something. Yes. Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to unmute you because I think we can see people on the screen as well.
Yep.
It's not the idea.
What if we minimise that?
Okay, yeah, there we go, thank you. All right, so this is the little PowerPoint we took with us Okay, so that was the beginning slide. This is our first slide just showing where Australia and Caloundra is.
You should put 1 hour, depending on traffic.
It's just for kids, yeah. So, and that's getting from Brisbane to Manila, 7 to 8 hours flight time. A little bit about Rotary, and our membership, and just in the Philippines, there's 800 clubs. And of course, our sister club is Rotary Club of Tagliabaran, which is in Bohol, which is where the orphanage is. That was just a screenshot of our web page at the time. An idea. So we've got back there with the Century Park, but no problem. This is what I said our mission was. So there's Shepherd's Arms, there's Gizo. Never would be pleased to see, I've included Ryder. Many youth programs supporting communities, including bushfires and Feature in a Box, which is what we were doing. So that was the first project at Shepherd's Arms, building the fish pond. That was everyone. Thank you again for helping out the children in those packs. So this was the first one, not the one we just did. And we went up and we saw the medical center the second trip over to Gizo, just to show them that there are countries probably less fortunate than Philippines. Ryder and all the this is how we raise funds and dog day and, you know, barbecue, where we're burger flippers, you know, it's like working in McDonald's. There's a picture of the past golf day, and of course we had to have Keith there. And a little bit about Teach in a Box. So this is from Teach in a Box website, and these are the other two clubs that other Rotary clubs in Australia have sponsored. Teach in a Box at these two clubs. Just so there's a Philippine connection. And that was just at the end, just receiving a thank you certificate, which I have, and we'll present that to the club when we actually do a presentation of what occurred on the day. That's all, folks. we're back to normal. And if there's, what's the time? 7:28. Is there anything more? Otherwise, I'll hand over to Sergeant Merv.
Mark, can I say something?
Yes.
I don't know if you saw in the Rotary magazine that Rotary Club of Tagliabaran actually had a feature story in there. And unfortunately, but they didn't mention the orphanage or the sister clubs. So it might be worthwhile contacting them and just talk to them or put a story into the Rotary magazine.
What was we had a story published for the the fish pond that did get published. What was the story on?
It was Ryan? Just on the club itself, and they did, but they didn't mention any sister clubs or the project, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that must be the last. Two magazines ago, there was a big feature on Teach in a Box.
So yeah.
If you haven't seen that, you might like to just flick back.
Mark, just another thing. Yes. Can members advise if they are helping anyone in the community, or if there's anybody in the community that needs our help, so that we can actually, yeah, get out there and do as much as we can to keep up our service. So that's what it is. That's what we are. Service above self.
Yeah.
And so if anybody is aware that there is somebody out there or people out there that need help, please let us know, and we'll organise help, definitely. Yeah. Okay, so you're all in agreement with that?
Yeah.
So this is a Rotary Caring Army.
Yes. And also, I sent...
there's a cyclone that's coming down from Vanuatu and Solomon Islands. It might be a nice idea if we send a note over to the Guzzo Rotary Club, perhaps, Honiara, just to ask how they're going.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of deaths in the Solomon Islands already.
Yes. Yeah.
But it might not have hit Guzzo. So I know Vanuatu, you might recall Cyclone Pam, that really hit the island of Hepato, which is where the capital of Port Vila is. But this time it's hit Santo. And there is a club in Santo, it's a small club. But it's probably on its way to Fiji now.
Yeah.
Cyclone Herald, if you're looking for it.
Oh, look who's there. Rachel's wanting to say something.
Rachel.
I'm just, you know, whilst right now it's pretty crazy times, I'm just thrilled I'm actually able to make it to a meeting, even if it is a very innovative one. So I'm about to hand off and go. I've got to go pick David up for work. We both just want to say thank you to everybody that has been so amazing and helping out in just incredible ways. Over the last few months, it's really made such a difference to all of us. My daughter was on the screen just before, and I was able to share with her what Rotary is. She's going to look into that as well now. So, yeah, so grateful for you guys. Thank you all so very much.
Thank you, Rachel, and great to see you.
Thank you, guys. See ya.
Okay.
I do have something else. I sent
Bernie, you need to get your notes together.
No, yeah, it's coming to me. Yeah, I wrote them all down and then I can't find the notes, all the notes I had. I did send an email to Anna Carolina, and she sent me back an email saying thank you very much for the concern, and that she's actually locked in at Jabiru. She can't get out, but she has plenty of work. And she thanks us all for thinking about her. And when she's able to, she will have contact with us. I asked her to join the Zoom meeting this morning, but she had to do extra work or something. So, but she will try to get into a Zoom meeting in coming weeks. And I sent an email to Trevor Gates Randall, but I have not received any.